I'm not going to talk about Facebook anymore. I have much better subjects to talk about. I think everyone got the message that this stuff is not healthy, it's not good. And every single week, Hashem smacks me on the head and sends me another two, three people that their lives have been totally destroyed by Facebook, their marriages, their lives, and everything else. So you know what? All I can do, I can coach you. But if you don't want to play, you don't want to get on the court, that's your decision. But I don't think anyone should be on that. I really can't tell you enough. And I know guys tell me and girls tell me, I'm blocked, I'm double blocked, I'm triple blocked, you can't get near me, you can't talk to me. So I'm like, so what are you on there for? You came out to a place and you're all blocked? Like, what are you on there for? It is a terrible place. It's not for us. It's not for Jewish people. It's not for us. It's not a means of communication for Jewish girls and boys. It's not what Hashem wants. You want to talk to someone? Pick up a phone. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and talk to another human being. It's not a place to meet people. It's not a place to have friends. It's tameh. It's a place of tumah. Even if you are not talking to anybody, but you're in a place that is surrounded. You're in a bad place. You're in a place that's surrounded with tumah. And maybe because you're on Facebook and you are kosher and you're such a good girl and you never talk to anyone that you're not supposed to, but your little sister or another friend knows that you're on Facebook. And if she can be on Facebook, I can. And she goes on not knowing how to block and defend herself and stay away from all the problems. And you will never know till after 120 years. I don't want to scare you. You're going to come up to Shemayim and they're going to say, you destroyed this girl. You pushed her away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All her sins are yours. You're going to be like, what are you talking about? I don't even know her. I never told her to do anything. Yeah, but she knew you on Facebook because you were her friend's friend. And she said, she's on Facebook? Then I could also be, and she ended up meeting this guy and getting married to him, and who knows what, and you're like, you didn't even know what you did. Because you are a person in a bad place. And if someone sees you in that bad place, then it makes it kosher for them. Rabbi Wallerstein cannot go to bad places to even be Makarev people. Because if I go to the village, right, to a club, to get guys ask me, you got to go to this club and get the boys out. And I'm like, if I walk into that club to talk to these guys, to get them out, and someone sees me in the club, walking in, and keeps driving. Oh, that's a kosher club. Rabbi Wallerstein went in there. Yeah, he doesn't know. He sees me go in there. That's why it's called Maris Ayin. There is such a thing as Maris Ayin when it comes to Facebook. Maris Ayin means that if I am thirsty, and I go into a Burger King, and I buy a Coke because I want a soda, and some other Jew walks by and sees me having a soda, sees me in Burger King, I'm only having a soda, right? Unless I run out and say, I only have a soda, I only have a soda. But if they see me and I don't even realize it, then it's Marisayim, because that person could say, oh, maybe you can't eat the meat, but the rabbi was in there, you could eat the salads and the french fries. So therefore, I'm not allowed to go into a Burger King to buy a soda, because that's called Marisayim. So if you are in Facebook or in all these other places and someone knows that you're in there, so to them it becomes kosher, but they're not as tzniyus as you, and they're not as strong as you, but you're their older sister, or someone at work, or someone in school, and she's on there, oh come on, she's much firmer than me. If she's on there, I can be on there. And every aveira that girl's going to do, because she went on to Facebook because of you, is on your back. What do you need that for? It is a bad place. You don't belong there. And I am fed up of sitting in my house and watching children and parents and families be destroyed. And there are times that I want to get up here and say, forget about it, it's not so bad, because this share is on there, and that share is on there, and this is advertised. And every time I think that I'm wrong, I get smacked over the head again. It's not a place for a Jewish girl. It's just not a place. And I talk about it so much, and everyone's nauseous already, because you're not listening. You're not listening. If you'd listen, I don't got to talk about it. But nobody's listening. Ooh, yeah. How many people went off last week? How many people went off 2 weeks? How many people, I'm talking about it for 2 years. How many people, girls, you know how many people hear me speak? 100,000 hits on Torah Anytime. That's without Kol HaLashon. 100,000 hits a year. That's 100,000 people. With Kol HaLashon, it's probably 200,000 plus all the people that come. Maybe 250,000 people hear my shiurim. From 250,000 people, me screaming about Facebook.
What is it?
How? Baruch Hashem. I'm never going to tell you, because every share I talk about it, you say, what is it? And I'm so proud of you. I'm not going to tell you. You hear? 250,000 people listening to my share, And maybe 12 people since I started talking 2 years ago got off Facebook. Maybe 12 out of 250,000. So you think I have to stop talking about it? When 250,000 people get off Facebook, that's when I'm going to stop talking about it. And that's not even part of my shit tonight. And before I walked in here, I said, they're nauseous. I'm not talking about it. Hashem wants me to talk about it. Maybe tonight will be number 13. Maybe someone in this crowd will get some seichel in their head and they'll actually get off. And I know that you can't. And let me tell you something. If you can't, you are addicted and you need rehab. I'm not joking. I'm not saying it as a joke. You can't get off. You need help. You need rehab. You can't get off a lousy computer. You think you have no more friends in your life because you got off that computer. You, I'm telling you all, and everyone in the camera, if you can't get off Facebook, you need help. A lot of help. Because anything, where would you get that help? Come to me after the share. I'll tell you where to get that help. Okay. What's the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah is any addiction. What's the Yetzirah of drinking? What's the Yetzirah of anything? Right? It's something, first of all, if you want to go into the psychology of it, right? Everybody needs to belong to something, right? That's why you have gangs in California. That's why everyone needs to belong to something. So, this is the easiest thing to belong to. You don't have to work to become part of this club. You sign on. I don't know if you have to pay. Maybe you have to pay, right? And then you start fishing out there, and you make sure you have 915 friends. So you can come to school tomorrow and say, I got 915 friends. What do you got? I say, I'm depressed. I only have 600. So she stays up the next night for 12 hours, typing out to the whole world, can you be my friend? Can you be my friend? Can you be my friend? Baruch Hashem, she gets 500 weirdos sending her back their names, and the next morning she can come back in. I got 1,100 friends. Now, those 1,100 friends have friends. I know you have to have a friend. You have to. It's a false world that doesn't believe. What kind of Yetzirah is that? It's amazing. You get friends, you can have friends for nothing, and you can talk all night, and you can sit there for 7 hours, and you can't get out of your chair, and you don't need to eat. It's amazing. It's amazing. You don't need to eat, you don't need to sleep, and you don't even need to go to the bathroom. Because you're scared if you go to the bathroom, you might miss, right? The message, the instant message, I don't know exactly how it works, right? But whatever it is, you might miss it. So there's no going to the bathroom. Don't go to the bathroom. It's a sickness. It's a sickness. And the internet is a sickness. It's a sickness. Something you can't get off is a sickness. Yes, you need the internet. Do your work if you have to. If you have to have it for school, for whatever. You told yourself you have to have it, right? So get on and get off. If you can't get on, you can't get off, right? Then there's a problem. There's a sickness. Anything you can't stop. You stop, you sit down at a meal, you keep eating, and you keep eating, and you keep eating, and you keep eating, and you can't stop, right? That means you're addicted to food. There are people that are addicted to food. And there are people who can't stop talking. They talk, 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 and they can't stop talking. They're addicted to talking. Anything you can't stop is an addiction. So if you can't go home tonight and get off Facebook, and let me tell you, as much as I'm going to talk about it, I'm telling you, you're not getting off tonight. Maybe one girl in this room, and she's going to tell herself, I'm going to get off for one night and see what happens. You can't get off. And if you can't get off, there's something majorly wrong with you.
What need does it satisfy?
Your social need. Belonging, right? And the big need of this generation to do absolutely nothing for 7 hours. It's called the chilling need. The need to chill. The need to waste time, to kill time, to chill, to do absolutely nothing. And the Lashon Hara and all the other stuff that goes on. You have to, the communication, Chas V'Shalom, to even look at the pictures that some people never, no one in this room would ever put up such a picture, but the pictures that girls put up. Not that I looked at it, but we did it in yeshiva. Somebody went on, 8th grade girls and 7th grade girls, they went on to see their Facebook accounts. And the pictures that were on there of the 7th and 8th grade girls, these little 12, 13-year-old girls, they look like 19-year-olds. I don't want to say the word, okay? Terrible. In bathing suits, in zakhen and things. Where, what? Where does the 7th, 8th grade, any girl get on and put your picture in the public? What are you? To take your picture, forget about not sneer stick. To take a sneer stick, a picture of yourself, and put it up for the whole world to look at. That is not sneers. What are you doing? You're a Jewish girl. Your face is out there for everyone to look at? and to talk about? We're out of our minds. Really? And you got to have a picture. Got to have a picture and all kinds of pictures. And then everyone has to see your pictures of your trip and your ski trip and your strip. What happened to your privacy? What happened to who you are? Tznua, Bas Melech. What's a Tznua, Bas Melech? Privacy. I'm a private person. Put my picture up so every guy can look at my picture? That's the Tznua? Then go to yeshiva. Go walk into yeshiva in the middle of the base medrash. Stand on the bima and tell everyone, take a look, Nu. You like the way I look, everybody? You might as well do that. What are you putting your picture out to the public for? What is their business what you look like? What is it anyone's business what you look like? I'm talking about Tznia's picture. I'm not talking about Chas V'Shalom, the provocative pictures that people put up. I mean, we had girls in eighth grade that we went to their parents and we said, hello, do you know that your child has a Facebook account? Do you know that she has these pictures up there? And her mother's like, that's not my daughter. I'm like, yeah, that's your daughter wearing your shapel. That's your daughter. So, I understand the need, but it's wrong, and it's tame, and it's false, and it's swine flu. It's mamish swine flu. It's a flu, it's a disease, it's a bug. You know, they got bugs in the internet. It's called, I told you this once, it's called the web for a reason. It's called the web because that's the spider's web. That's the satan's web. It's called the net. It's called being caught in his net. When your fish is caught in its net, it can't get out. So it's called the net because you can't get out. You can't shut it off. So you're in the net. You're in the web. There's a reason that they call that. Call that. That's the reason. And what do they call when there's a bug in the system and destroys everything? What is that called? Interesting word for a computer, for something that goes through a computer. A virus. A virus. Think about it a little bit. We don't belong there. I know I'm an old rabbi. I'm talking about, you know, you don't understand it, rabbi. I do understand it. I'm just telling you, you are beautiful people, and you have a good life ahead of you. Don't give it up for a box with a screen with digits that have no feelings and don't care about anybody. Don't give your life up for that. It's not important. You're not going to find Hashem through Facebook. The bottom, everything affects a person's neshama. You will not find HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the internet. You will find HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah, and through looking at a flower, and through going outside and watching the rain, and looking at colors. And the Satan took us from the outside, from everything that Hashem created, and he put us into a room, and he put us in a box, and we live in this false, fake world. Where flowers on the internet, they're beautiful, but they don't smell. And the people on the internet are not real. And all the pictures on television and all the movies, I gave a share on this a long time ago before Arnava even existed. All the movies and all the movie theaters and all the DVDs and all the things that you watch with your eyes that are not real, that is the Satan. The Satan is the world of the not real. You know why? Because you can't find God from the not real. God is real. God does not live in a flower on the internet. God does not live in a relationship between two actors on a movie set. You're not going to find God there because it's fake. The minute you turn the light on in the movie theater, you can't see the fake. So in the false world, there is no God. There is only the Satan. The Satan lives in the false world. He lives being toy vera. So all of us, right? We stopped watching movies. I remember guys got frum, girls got frum. I don't watch movies. I don't even watch DVDs. So he came up. He said, what am I going to do? They're not in the false world. This girl might go outside and see a sunrise. Oh, my goodness. I have on my phone. This whatever they call it, a space saver, whatever it is. The picture on my phone is the sunrise on the beach. What? Right? Kiddush Hachama. That's the picture. What is that? Nothing. It's false. It's baloney. There's no sun. There's no beach. There's no sand. There's nothing. How many of the girls in this room ever went in the morning to watch, besides Kiddush Hachama, to watch a sunrise? How many ever sat by an ocean, right, without the iPods in her ears, blowing her brains out, right, and looking at her phone every 5 seconds, but sat by an ocean and watched the waves and thought about why? Why? Continuous. Why? Why don't they give up? Why? A sand is made of a million grains of sand. It's amazing. You take a million little things, put it together, and you have a beach. And so many different things to watch the seagulls and how they fish and how Hashem made the seagulls. Just dumb. You're not going to find this on the internet watching the stupid movies that we watch. A seagull, if you look at its beak, right, you'll see that the end of its beak has a hook to catch fish. That Hashem gave everything in the world what it needs to eat. It gave it the ability to catch it and to eat it. Wow! You can find Hashem outside, but you can't find Hashem in a fourth world. So the Satan came up with so many fourth worlds that he even came up with fourth friends. You can find Hashem, that someone needs my help, and I'm there for them, and I make them smile. There's a human response between the two of us. You can find Hashem, but you can't find Hashem on a friend in a box. That's not real. And we're being destroyed, girls. You're being destroyed. Relationships. Who knows how to have a relationship, to get married and have a relationship with a man when you're busy on the phone the whole time? What are you going to have, a relationship? He's going to be on his phone, you're going to be on your phone. That's how you're going to talk to each other all day. I showed it to Abivit today. There was this boy, I think he was 17 years old. They buried him in Eretz Yisrael. The Matseva, right? The Matseva, where he's buried, is the Matseva of a cell phone.
What?
In Ashkelon. Either he got killed on the cell phone, or, I'm not sure what happened, or this was a kid who loved cell phones, right? So the Matseva on his grave, the monument on his grave is a granite monument. It's not a joke. They didn't do it as a joke. With his name, what was his name? I forgot his name. Chagai?
Guy.
Right? And that was his Matseva. We're out of our minds. We're out of our minds. It doesn't say why. We don't know why. But that's the Matseva that's there. We're out of our minds. What are we doing? I was going to talk. This is mamish, not my share tonight. This is coming out of my guts. I don't know why. This is not my share. My share tonight is about Rus and David and Yosef and Moshe. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about right now. But someone in this room needs to hear this. Not me. Someone else in this room needs to hear this, because this is not my subject matter at all. So whoever it is, do me a favor. Please don't make the last 20 minutes that I spoke a waste of time. Just get off. Start living your life. Start watching the sunrise. Start looking at flowers. Start talking to people. Start helping your mother. Start being human. Talk to people. Make real friends. Make real friends.
Rabbi, you know, every morning I say to the people passing by, good morning, how are you? And usually they answer, but sometimes they go, as if something is wrong with me. And we've forgotten how to, you know, to be human. To communicate
as a human being, right. But if you would type a text message to the person who walked by you, good morning, they would type back, good morning. No problem. But that's not human, there would be no problem. That's the way it is. All right. So anyway, I don't know why I went there. I have no idea, but it's coming out of my soul, out of my heart. So I hope. And I know there's a lot of people in this room that don't need to hear this because they're not on the internet and they don't even know what Facebook is. But you know what? You need to hear it because you know somebody that is. And maybe you could talk to them about it. Maybe you could give them over the message.